Welcome to everyone, quite a good turnout tonight. I believe last month there wasn't many turned out. Sorry, I apologise I couldn't get there. We were up to our next intern putting the power off. Yeah, we turned you off as well. Yeah. I sat in the office and thought, yeah, there's not a bit of darkness. So, yeah. Storm Doris kept us fairly busy that weekend, trying to get people back on power, actually, but unfortunately you went off 8:30-ish, 9:00-ish, something like that.
Yes.
Right, so welcome everyone. I've got a few bits and pieces, and then I've got a bit of a game for us to play tonight, Guess by Birds, but with a slight twist on it as well. So we'll have a go at that in a little while. Firstly, I would just like to congratulate all of the people that are in the Budgerigar magazine for this month, last month, March, April, and for the Breeders of the Year. So that's Bill and Stephen, who come second in the Intermediate, Peter and Sandra, who come third in the Novice, Janice and Gallup for coming sixth in the CC League table. Gren and Pat, who obviously are members here but we don't see very often, they came eighth. And then all the way through, we had quite a good splash of representation across a lot of the CCs in the top three of each, with Janice and Gallup again, with the Greys coming third, Gren and Pat. David and Linda did well with the Yellow Wings, coming first. Janice and Gallup with White Wing, Janice and Gallup with Cress, Gren and Pat for Spangle and Recessive, Double Factor Spangle and Recessive Pied. First for the Yellow Face CCs, which is very good. And first for Pairs, and joint third with ourselves for Team, and first for the Coloured Budgerigar. So it was nice to see, well covered really, as a club. It was quite nice to see quite a lot of people from this area featuring so highly on the list. It does dispel the myth that actually they've got the better birds up north, because we seem to hold our own quite well, what we win in CCs and winning shows. There are a few new members in here that I was going to speak to John about taking over. Is there anything you need to do?
Yeah, a few things, yeah.
Would you like to take the floor?
Right. David's raised a couple of points with regards to the date for the 27th of the 7th. Do you want to say something about that?
On our programme of events, brought it up briefly last month. On September the 28th, we've got in-house quiz and colour come specialists and rares. That's the evening before Doncaster on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So the chances, Gallup and Janice go on Thursday anyway, and the chances of bringing out any birds on that evening, and you're going to Doncaster, is obviously. So I would suggest that John tries with the bookings man to go, just bring it forward to September the 21st of that month, just a week earlier.
Well, do we just move the rares for another night?
Or move the rares for another night. But there again, do you want a meeting on the Thursday when people are on the Thursday going down Friday morning to Doncaster?
I'll put that to the members, to be quite honest. How do you all feel as members? Not every one of us goes up there, and some go up on the Saturday morning. Anyone got any preference? Would they like to keep the meeting on the normal day, or would they like to see us move it to a week previous?
Yeah. We'd be able to get the hall.
Well, that's the other question, isn't it? Yeah. We've got to see if we can get the hall for...
The hall's booked for that day, though, isn't it?
It's booked for the normal night, yes.
Yeah, well, I propose that we keep the normal night.
And move the rares.
Move the rares to another night.
Move the birds to another night.
What options have we got to move the rares?
Well, the options for the rares, because the members decided they didn't want a meeting on July the 27th, which would be just before the show, so that isn't a very good idea.
At the August meeting.
Yeah. The July we've got no meeting, the 27th.
Yeah.
We've got Gallib and.
Yeah, but the next.
May.
You can do it May. We just got speaker to be advised. So if you're going to shift a specialist and rares.
I think we should have it in May.
Then I can go to May.
Yeah, if speaker will probably be a judge anyway.
Yeah, well, that sort of ties up with it, getting some rares out before the early rare shows. So.
Mr.
Chairman, can I just ask two questions?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
What am I doing in April, and what is the specialist in the rares?
It was the birds, it was a coloured bird. So the coloured competitions that we have.
So what am I doing in April?
It was suggested at our meeting last year that.
What is the topic?
Genetic specialists and rares.
So wouldn't that sort of
do them on the same night?
Yeah. Wouldn't that fit
and bring some rares in?
I would have thought because
are you okay to give us a rundown?
You'll have the birds there to talk about the genetics of them.
Yeah.
So, I would have thought. This is why I've asked the two questions. What am I supposed to be doing, and what is the? So it seemed to me that it's an ideal case.
Should we bring some rares for April?
Well. You move the rare from April with me dealing with the genetics and the birds.
Okay. We'll do that. If we can get a good turnout.
I can talk about the genetics side of it, and then if they need to be judged, then Janice can
judge.
Sorry.
Brilliant. Okay.
We'll
move that to April.
Specialist and rares from September.
And put that into April.
And then put that into
April.
Into April.
Yep.
Specialist and rares, that'll be competition really, won't it?
Yep. So next month, everyone, the coloured birds will be specialist and rares. So any that you would normally have on a specialist and rare schedule will count for the night.
There's not many nights we've got birds on next week.
I know. We have cut back quite a bit.
We can have that in May if you want.
Pardon?
Are we having a colour competition?
Yeah. It's on there. They still wanted to do it. We just wanted to reduce the number of nights to try and get more birds together. So we've got. So now we've got specialists and rare, which will include your spangles and all of you and your yellow faces, your pies.
I've got a schedule here for you.
And all of those. And then we have later on in the year, we have a show debrief in August with a colour comp for opaline cinnamons and opaline cinnamons. The normals, where the normals went to.
Put the normals in September, if the members.
No, the normals can go in.
I looked through it and it didn't seem to be like we had, we used to have, if there weren't a speaker, we used to have a colour competition in every, but we haven't got them in there that I looked and I couldn't see, so I didn't think there was any.
Well, we thought we were going to carry on with it, but.
I've said there's nothing in the house.
Well, it's on there, George.
Right, that's all. That's what I'm saying.
Easy target.
Well, I know I was at the meeting, but.
We could do the normals on Sandra's night in June the 22nd, and do normals then. Whip those all up, all normal colours then.
That's all normals in
June the 22nd.
Plus all.
So next month will be rare and specialists, and Gallup giving us a talk on the genetics.
You've got the normals, you've got the rares, and you've got the opalines now. And cinnamons as well,
aren't you? Yeah, opaline cinnamons, and cinnamons on their own.
Okay, so then we go to May. Do we have a speaker yet that we can name, or is that because I was...
No, at the moment I'm struggling to get older speakers. I've had... Dave Ledbetter has said he will come, but his mother's been taken quite ill at the moment and he's spending a lot of time caring for her. I've spoke to Kev Shillings and he doesn't get back from work very early at the moment, so he's declined. I've put a call out hopefully to Fred Wright to see if he'll come and give us a talk maybe later in the year. That's probably why he hasn't rung me back then.
No, because he probably assumed I...
Yeah, it is proving really difficult to find speakers that we either haven't had or that we've either got to get them to travel quite a long distance. Other people I've talked to, and they're not in the best of health. A lot of people are struggling to get on.
How about young James Gilley?
They're coming to judge the barbecue for us. And Mid-Essex had them last year as a talk. Yeah. And as far as I know, they only do the one talk.
Phil
Dye. I had thought about maybe asking Phil and Tracy to see if they would come. Because it's a few years since we've had them. I could give them a ring. It's a distancing as well for an evening to get somebody to come and talk for a couple of hours is proving quite hard work. We have obviously got Alan Marchant and Jim Huxley coming for us for the res.
I'd assume then the October speaker on Peter Swindle is the same as and no speaker.
At the moment, I'm hoping that Dave Ledbetter may be able to fill me the gap then for it.
Okay.
Right.
If anyone's got any other ideas, I'll gladly take them up and ring people, but at the moment, trying to get older people's hard enough, and trying to get them to even give you a call back. I spent weeks trying to get hold of Dave Ledbetter and people like that, and Kev. So, David, is there anything else?
No, I think because March, of course, is like tonight. So, just to recap, April is Caliban Genetics and the Rares.
Yeah.
June the 22nd is the All the Normals.
And Sandra.
Evening. Yeah. And on September the 28th, Specialist in Rares comes out, so it's just an in-house quiz, Colourcom. Yeah. And July the 27th is still no meeting.
Yep.
I think
it may well be that if I may offer up the September date for a speaker as well, if I can find someone.
Yeah, okay, right, well then, John's got a note of that, so it's all hunky-dory. I have to update Kate's birth because you have to get into the system, which does worry me a bit about money, but there you are. If you get someone, you let me know and then I can...
Yes, certainly.
Okay.
Okay, next thing, if I may, Peter Swindle. Those that have entered into it, like me, I've got one dead one and one quite good one. He needs his money, please. So, as soon as you can. Perhaps tonight or next meeting would be good. Get that sorted. We've got our dictaphone now, that's on. So if there's any disputes in the future about... This is recorded as a digital file, so what I'll do, I may even just, depending on the size of it, upload it onto the website, or it'll certainly be available on, I'll put it on a laptop, so it'll always be there now as a historical document. Talking about website, that's up and running now. The other one is still about, it's the other one was Ipswich Society.weebly, which is the one that's been working well, but it's, I've actually got into the site now, I can get to it and I can update it, but it's very difficult to update and I don't really understand it. So basically that's almost in the period of being shut down now, and if you get to it, it'll probably top of Google anyway. If you Google Ipswich Society, it'll probably take you to that site, but on there's a redirect to the new site, which is ipswichbudgetguidesociety.co.uk. So that's all sitting pretty now. It's like a running commentary type website, so every time I put a new post on it, it will scroll down the site, so that will become a bit of a historical document as well. I've started putting members' profiles on. I've done George. George is on there with his bird room and him sitting there, standing there pretty. So what I'm going to do is over the next year, I'm going to try and visit everyone, get pictures of them, and then eventually there'll be a scroll down of all the members. And all, you know, if you don't want me to come, I won't come. But just a few, with a few photographs and a quick rundown of the people. I was going to come and do Gallup and Janice, but they've obviously got their super duper own website, so all I've done is directed it straight to their site. So, and that's the way it hopefully will be. There's a new generic email address. I have got some email addresses that Brian collated. But I shall get them all out. But if any of you have got new email addresses, can you let me know? Because I know a few people haven't got emails and don't use internet. But if you do, it's much easier for people like me to update people about what's going on and so on. I've taken the liberty of doing a club badge. I did put it for the committee meeting last week. Have you got one of those headers?
We seem to be missing
a club badge, so
I
just put a
simple one on there.
Went to the committee
meeting last week. Ipswich Badger Society.co.uk.
Ipswich Badger Society.
If you don't like it, let me know.
It's not
fixed.
Yeah, Ipswich Badger Society.
UK.
If you've got any great objections with that, then I can change that. We can talk about it. I talked about last week about doing a French malt survey. Well, I've done a draft copy now. What I'd like to do is to get half a dozen volunteers to go through it in their own time and then perhaps amend it and put extra things in there they think might be relevant or cross things out they think are not relevant. And then if you can get them back to me next meeting, then I can get the actual proper survey done. And I think we've got 20 odd members who can do it, and if we can extend off to Essex, if it does work, and if we get 40 or 50 returns and see if it is worth the point, and then if it is, if it's pointing towards something, may not, I'm not naive enough to think it won't, but if it does start pointing towards something, perhaps I can approach Gallup and maybe going a bit further afield, perhaps the whole East Anglia, trying to get East Anglia and then moving it forward. I went up to Nottingham a couple of weeks back, recommendation from David, to go and see a couple of blokes up there to get some Lutinos, and they were really nice chaps. And when I mentioned French malt to them, they virtually said, what is French malt? Now, I didn't see any evidence of French malt in their aviaries, to be fair. All their nest boxes were full, the chicks were in the cages, and they just, it didn't even look like, you know, sometimes some birds look like they're going to get French malt. They didn't even look like it, and he said they'd had one in the last 3 years. So both of them, they were a partnership, both in different aviaries, and they both gave the same sort of response. So they may have been lying, they've got no reason to lie to me, but it's interesting the fact that up Nottingham way, there may be other people up there, but certainly them two don't have it.
You know something, I came to this country on the 1st of August 1962, and I came across the waters by camp.
Yeah. I think we get
that is when you hear somebody said I never had French malt, and that is my reply to the
and in a way that is half is a big proportion of our problem.
That is the problem.
Because if you can't get to the truth of it, you'll never get to the answer.
What I have got on there is it's critical that you are truthful. You know, if you have got it, say you've got it. You can be anonymous and it's not a problem. But have a look through it if you can, and then see if there's some stuff. What's the point? Because I've done lots of research on it, because it's the sort of thing that interests me, and it's interested me more and more as the fact that I'll get so much of it. It's the fact that there doesn't seem to be a generic assessment of the actual what might cause it, environment, hereditary, there's half a dozen things that could cause it. But if everyone is checking something who has got it and they're checking something on that list, and people who haven't got it are not checking it, it might be as simple as that. I'm not naive to think it isn't. I think there's several different types of French malt, but it's worth a shot. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's only my time that we're losing, isn't it? Well, they've been saying it for years. The US has been saying it for years, but you never see the results.
Well, and if they are, because he published that. No, it's not. There is no research done
Yes, Sally Pia.
What about your side French malt?
Sorry.
It loses feathers, seems to be French malt.
Yeah.
But last year in particular, I had two youngsters what I showed, and they won. And then in the autumn, they dropped all their flights in one week.
That's what I
think. Now I say that's French malt. And other people say it's not French malt. But is it?
It is, yeah. It is some sort of French malt. We had many birds winning CCs one year. They go into the breeding pen, sort of when you pair them up, and they come out of the breeding pen without tails and maybe a lot of flies missing, and they stay the rest of their lives like that. I think the subject of French malt is such a wide thing.
Mm.
We know it is a virus. It is an uncontrollable virus. And it's something you never understand. You've got four chicks in the nest, one of them is French malt, and the other three are okay. So if it is passing it through the airborne or whatever, why the others haven't caught it? It's such a subject that, you know, a lot of people say, well, why don't we do research on it? I think you could be spending £1 million and without getting the results, because French malt is also, as Janice was saying, is in the wild in Australia. But you don't see them because they fall down, they get eaten by that. The same thing when you go to these big names of the fancy, and you never see, like what you said, you never see any sounds of it, because, believe me, some fanciers are very ruthless, like my close friend Ron Pierce. You will never see anything like that because, you know, 3-4 weeks old when the minute the sign of it is done, it's finished. So you go there, you won't see it, and you assume it's...
Well, I agree with that, Gary, because sometimes the alternative is like people saying he's never bred one, but I had it one year where it went right through the gate and they were all runners. They were absolutely no feathers on them at all. And the only way I thought then was to shut down and try again the next year.
I think what John's proposing is a good starting point for us, and that really is what it is. And you know, any help, anybody willing to do it and fill in the forms and be honest about it, gives us some way to go with it.
That's the key word. Honest.
Mm.
That's the key word.
If you're not going to be honest, don't fill it out. But you know, I just want people to look through that and then jot some extra things on there or take some stuff off they think is irrelevant. But I've tried to be as comprehensive as I can, but I've probably forgotten stuff. So if we give another 10 minutes next week, next meeting, and then I'll get it out. And we'll see how we do. But if it comes back as a failure, it comes back as a failure. I've nothing gained, nothing lost, really. No, okay. Member of the Year.
Yeah, we've got Member of the Year in a minute or two, so I'd hope you'll all be thinking about that. I just wanted to have a quick word. Derek has kindly brought in some of the minutes books that he kept and his predecessor kept for Ipswich, and I shall pass them to John.
Yeah, right.
But I did want to have a fish around. They do date back quite a long way to 1967. From what I just only glanced at them, it looks as though it may have been going a little bit before then.
Yes.
But I'm not sure. No, we struggle with trying to find out when Ipswich actually was formed as a club. But
I gave John a load of stuff.
Yeah.
But coming on to that, I've got a book that's got all the winners at the Shoals.
But that doesn't go back to 67, though, does it, Bill?
It would go down to 74, I think.
I like it, because I could scan that and put that on the website. It'd be really interesting for other people to look on the website to see that.
Have you got... I haven't looked at the new website you've got. I've had a glance at it.
Yeah.
But have you got a file called Past Presidents?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
That is the list that I supply.
I've got that on there. It's on there. It only goes back to about 80 something, I think.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. I'm trying to get pictures.
So these minutes, you could probably get a few more than 1980.
Yeah. These take us back to Monday the 20th of November 1967.
Oh, lovely.
But it talks about minutes of the previous meetings. Yeah. So.
Is Tommy Sharp still alive?
Yes. Jeff,
no. He would tell you.
No, I can tell you. I've got it. Derek got it for me. We've done this. The club was formed in 1959 at the Royal William Hotel, Ipswich. And the members were, who formed it, Jay Peachy, Tom Sharlin, yeah. A. Nichols, Max Gosselin. Newport, and Fred Gosselin, ball champions at the yeah. time. Derek had done this for us.
We weren't that, sure. Well,
no, well, that is the best I could come up with.
1959.
But, actually, most of them, but. I didn't live in the area at the time, but that president, the president of the club...
Sorry, Bill, can just a second.
...only started with the badges and that around the 1980s. Yeah. I think it'll be confirmed, maybe even in those.
Yeah.
But they're the first recollections I have.
Yeah.
And I joined the club in 78.
That's up
Acton
Road,
wasn't it?
No.
Right. Royal William.
No.
Oh, the, you can get them on as a historical.
Sorry. Really near where Richard Rice lives. Rushmere Village Hall. Yeah. Sorry, Rushmere Village Hall. Jeff, you remember that?
Yeah. 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 You were in there Ipswich before 1970, because I was in the 60s. And, in the 69.
Yes. No, I only moved to it.
Because Peachy and Fred Gosselin were in partnership then.
Yeah.
You talk about John Peachy.
Yeah.
The other bloke, Nichols, was a garage owner.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell me Charlotte?
And Charlotte and Nichols.
Yeah.
And they used to have shows at the... On the show ground, they used to have a big show and hire a marquee. And also, I also remember Christchurch Park, there was a members' show in there. Actually, I used to come over from Dover Court and show there. Yeah. And there was a chap who was to do with the Ipswich buses, a Scotsman, I can't remember his name now. I believe he lived down at Hadley Way. Oh, I can't remember his name.
Well, that's a good starting point for us, so yeah.
Yes, we are going back to it.
Brilliant. Thanks, Derek, that's brilliant. Thank you for bringing those in, because they will be a wealth of information, I'm sure. other than that, we have to discuss the Member of the Year. And it looks like there's bits of paper on all of the tables. So if you'd like to...
Your pens?
Your pens and write down...
Oh,
you feel, and we can have a look at those.
John,
no, I can't
remember.
Chairman.
Only one Peter.
Which present
Each of the birds has got a cage label on the front.
This is?
Yeah.
You want me to write them down?
What do you think is going to be?
They
all have you done? Have you counted them?
Yeah. Clear winner?
Yeah.
Oh, right, well, okay.
Right, you have a clear winner. And then it's George.
Come on!
Someone in behind the crowd.
Sorry.
Where's your mic,
Alan? Thank you.
George, you can only keep it.
In first place is Peter and Sandra with 150 points. Second is young Dave here. Third is John. And fourth is George with 51. There's some more, but they're the four.
Right, so that's. You can't present it to yourself. Yeah. Who's vice president these days? Anyone know?
George.
He's not here. Stephen.
Right, the chairman better present it to them then.
Peter.
Come on, Peter.
So you have to go closer. So you're going to shake some hands.
I can't, I've got two hands. I've
got
one. One, two, three. Stay where you are after that one. Now stay where you
are. What was I in coming first for?
You're right, John.
Yeah, I've got my
close
to
Peter.
Mr.
Wright,
wasn't it?
I don't
know.
One,
okay,
two, three.
Good.
There you are.
Thank you. And a long time.
You're going to keep that for 1 year.
Keep it polished. That's the biggest one I've got.
Look, 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 the size of the catalogue.